Okay, let's start Perek Yud Beis. Ketzad Nirchush Pnimius. How does one acquire Pnimius? First of all, what is Pnimius? What that is. Yisaz Chayv shall call you the Nirchush Chayim Pnimim. Like a delicate lot of the life Torah miti, if you should case of a slow but philosophy, Amufusemes. The load, the job, and the life of a person to acquire the inner world and to raise his children, the Leif Tol, Amiti, as the Shlo writes in his famous tefillah, V'yavdu chu ba'av u'b'yireh pnimis v'lo b'yireh chitzayis. That's the tefillah of the Shlo. V'yavdu chu ba'av u'b'yireh, that we should serve you ba'av u'b'yireh. What kind of yireh? Pnimis diki yireh, and not a chitzayis diki yireh. So what is it? And how do we get to such a level? You saw God Almighty, my son, and Rabbi Sainu, Akol lefi roiva b'maisa. Chazal tell us, also need to know what this means. Akol lefi roiv b'maisa. Adam nifal kefi pu'loisov. The famous chinuch. Kekol shema'aseinu machshavaseinu u'mufnim klapei pnim, v'lo klapei chutz. To the extent that our deeds and our thoughts are focused pnim inwards and not chutz outwards, so people become more and more internal and more genuine. If you're always looking at what does the world say, what will they say, what will she say, what will he say? In the shaila sayenu nachriel lefi halachatz achivrati sviveinu, if the answers to these questions we're going to ask based on the peer pressure, societal pressure, what will people say pressure, nisha anashim chitzoiniim, we will say chitzoini people. Kekol shenira lechaven is emes habida shelano, es apeles depiv, anu orchim es bulaseinu, pnimim velo chutzah, kas nafek gais anashim pnimim. As we focus and we add and we aid this midah more and more with a balance, how we arrange our deeds, internal, not external, so we become more and more pnimim. That's the job. Because of a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud, which you should learn on a regular basis, at least once a week, a person should have a look at Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud. Certainly, Elul soon, Elul in 2 months now, Elul. 8 weeks till Elul. You have to start getting ready. What are you looking at?
Only 8 weeks.
Christmas, we need a vacation.
We need a vacation. Elul's the vacation. Elul's the greatest month, right? Elul's the best. Elul's so kef. It's the best thing in the world.
It's starting before the end of this month.
Elul's. You count to Elul. Elul's. Ah, Elul. Kosova Ramba. How even me ava isek betayin ve mitzvah zahelech ve lesiva sachoch ma lo mifnei dover ba oilo. Ve lo me le yiriz harreya. Ve lo kedei lirush tatoiva. The Rambam says that a person who serves from Ava is Isaac in Torah and mitzvahs, and he walks in the correct paths of wisdom, not because of anything in the world, and not because he's worried about what his friends will say, and not in order to inherit goodness. He does it because that's what he's supposed to do. Emes mipnei shehu emes. And eventually this goodness will come as a result of what he's doing. But this quality sounds very simple. Sounds quite straightforward, no? What's the problem? But then he tells you something that's very disturbing. It's a very big mile. You can be a chochem, but you may not be zoiche to this. The mile is Avram Avinu. This was the mile of Avram Avinu, no less. Shekorash Baruch Hu Ahoyvoy. Hashem says, who loved me, and if he shall ovat ele mi'ah, because he served Hashem only out of ahava. No self-interest whatsoever. So that's fine, so I don't have to deal with it. Because this is only a mile of very few chachamim, like Avram Avinu. I'm not even a chacham, so I'm not even in the pasha, so I don't have to worry about it, so we can go home. We solve the problem. Okay, let's see what we're going to do with this. That's always a problem. Our vested interests and the giyot are always a problem. You're not going to get away from it. We have to acknowledge that, and we have to be aware of what our giyot are, and we have to work with it.
How do you ever assume in the previous if you always have that?
Okay.
Not about yourself.
Let's learn this second. Let's learn this second. Let's learn another second.
Which is the
thing? Let's see, this is Shorim, the Vavus, or Tzofon, the other story that deal with the gears. Not about the gears. We'll get there. You're about a month late, so if you don't understand what's going on, I can't help you. I'm sorry, because we don't understand. Maybe you will understand because you weren't here, so I don't know. Let's see. You Rabin Shiti Amo. There are many that get astounded by this Ramba. And they ask, the Kibai the Madrega Sanakhlis, Ibn Miyab? Who are you talking to? We such Bale Madrega that we serve Hashem Miyab? Hello, Madrega's Avram Avinu. That was Avram Avinu. The Rambam couldn't find anybody closer to me to use as an example of Ovid Bab Avram Avinu. So that's Avram Avinu. I'm aiming in the direction I'd like to get there. I'm not saying not. Avram Avinu has relevance to me as a direction finder, as an aspiration. But Kaitzen in Kainiske Dafka Bado Yoru Kishalonu, Litremra Madrega Zoo. How are you supposed to crawl out of this generation? This low generation drowning in Chomrios, and I'm supposed to crawl out of that and somehow connect to what do you want from me? Achatshuva lekachi. Kesha'adam yoichel lelechet b'shnei maslulim, u'b'shneim yegiyah lemachuz chepzo. First, we've got two paths. There's two highways that'll take him to his destination. Mi sheboicha b'derech tove yoiseh, hu ha'mutzlach yoteh. The one who chooses the more successful path, the better path, will be more successful. But if there's only one path, and it's a good path, and it's a comfortable path, and it's the only path, that's called mutzlach. No mutzlach. You went down the only path there was. It happens to be a very nice path. There was only one plane going where you wanted to go, and they only had a business class seat. You got the business class seat, and you went. It was a very nice journey. That called mutzlach. Chochem Valmaila? No. He didn't have another choice. He didn't have a choice. Hayom im shelola voidokam. Today there's no other way to go. Shavodas Hashem shelani tnipnimis. Ha'olam kol kach kairu lana chutzah. The world is sucking us out and dragging us out and pulling us out. He's just going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. Doing things lishmo today is not a big mile. There is no choice. If you want to be an Eved Hashem, we're talking about. You want to be an Eved Hashem. Have a drachim. You want to be an Eved Hashem? There is no other way, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Rebbe of Rambam, kshenisyonim hayekashu lechitzonius. In the Rambam's generation, the nisyonis were external. The shibud ha'umas. Lekiyam ha'mitzvah, the shminis ha'teri b'chitzonius. There they had a hard time just keeping the mitzvahs externally. Hayelifneim shnei drachim. They had two choices, two paths. To do, but not lishmo. The man covered a person by Ilam Azir, over the dragon, and he said, move the star by Ilam Abba. Those were the paths. There was a one path. A derech ashnir, the dragon, so he said, Miss Misha Emes, they could also do Emes with Neshio Emes. Lobit they year is harav, and look at the year of Toyva, Rirash Toyva. Kol ze, Kashani, so in a yakiu matoyrava mitzvahs, a film Misha Osses at one in Shalolishmo. When you were going through what the Rambam was doing, just to try and keep mitzvahs, to keep Shabbos, to put on tefillin, to go davar, it was a big nisayon. So anybody got up and went and kept the mitzvahs, even lizor lishmo, he was on the correct path, he was on the right journey. Because it wasn't so easy doing it. You lived in the middle of the Inquisition. And you kept carrying mitzvahs. Lo lishmo, someone's going to have kindness on you? Yeah. Was keeping mitzvahs was already a madrega. And there was this very super madrega, MS Mishra MS. Fun. About the lead Shlomo Shmuel was going in the right path. Yeah, but Kivun Anachol, he's heading in the right direction. But it's Loli Shmo. Good, but he's going in the right direction. And we tell Shlomo Shmo, Ye Lishmo. As we know, through the Loli Shmo, you'll come to Lishmo. Somebody in that world who's doing the truth just because it's true. That's already a big miler. But someone who's doing it not for the right reasons, he's also quite a madrega. Kiyom ze lo miler. Zu aderech hayichida. Today, that's not a miler. Ve'yameinim ish yapoel ke'ayse emes mipnei shu emes shelo osoy. Hayom. Mish yapoel lo ke'ayse emes mipnei shu emes. A person today who doesn't do the emes because it's emes. Eloi says, ma'isav michut mitoich lachatz chevrati. But he does what he has to do because of social pressure. Me shema shemachzik ze goyim chitzonim. What's holding him is the external pressures. Lo yishred in shneinus that the kufi is not going to survive the challenges of this generation. Hayom etzir shel yudi klape chutz v'rkoiv legamre mi bifnim humetzirs kayemes. Today we have somebody who on the outside is a very proven Jew, and inside is rotten legamrei. We mentioned some of this yesterday. But we have things like this. Himetziut kayemet. It's a reality today. You're talking in Yiddish, Lord Reitz says, Mamoto. Yeah, but Jew doesn't want to lose his standing in society. He doesn't want to lose his social standing. Lord Reitz says, Tzar is Krovov. He doesn't want to cause pain and suffering to his family and whatever. He looks a beautiful Jew on the outside. You did not know. Where's he really? I mentioned yesterday cases that he dealt with exactly like this. On the outside, he looks wonderful. And inside, rokuv legamre. That never happened before. In the good old days, if you wanted to be like that, you had to leave town. You couldn't live in two worlds. Yeah, many stories, the Hasidic stories are full of them. The guy who lived on the outskirts of the town. Yeah, the Muma, the Mushuma. Today, could be anybody. He could do whatever he wants. Nobody would know. Only those people that are aiming their lives on MS mipnu shuhu MS, and they have this eternal connection. Hanoiva miyakore pnimis be MS. Rakem yichayli labim insoyne. Only they can understand this insoyne. If your das the boisa isn't intact. As the Gemara says, the Dabe Kulube, the La Lobe Mahavyan is very relevant to that. It's always relevant. If you have Das, if you have the inner reality, if you have the Mabata Pnim, then you have everything. And if you don't have that, you have nothing. But also the Rachay Malav, says the Gemara. It's also to have mercy on a person like that. But also the Achilot, it's also to even give him food. Okay, I'm not going into that Gemara now. We must go whatever. I'm just going to show you the seriousness in Chazal's Av of this problem. If you don't have das, ma have you? You haven't got anything. When we can't, when he's saying the reinim yuchad anu chayvim libnot et maseinu al besis halishmo, al pnimiyas valemes, since the unique challenge of this generation is to build our deeds on what's called lishmo, on the pnimiyas and on emes, to call shenir belasu is pulus amaisim shemidodar lefi habachina shel ha-emes meshu emes, kak nafuk lefinus yoyis. You start small and you slowly start doing that. You become more and more a pneumistic person and less bothered and driven by what's going on outside.
tools, automatically it's lost. We need to have tools.
Yeah, we have another problem as well when you're talking about tools, which is not our subject now, but we can just mention it, yeah? And that is, we're doing yasma de yasma. The tools that a person needs to live a functional, normal life, the mature life, usually is what he gets from his parents or from parenting. The Rishonim says we're a doyasme de yasme. We orphan the children of orphans. Many of us are Holocaust survivors. We've got no emotional anything from their parents or grandparents. Their parents were children of Holocaust survivors. Many of us grew in a world where parents were so busy just trying to eke out a living that they harm to the children. Children grew up emotionally starved, damaged. Many of our parents, I'm not talking about ours, this generation, parents were children themselves. We weren't brought up by adults, we were brought up by children, emotionally dysfunctional people. So you have a generation that doesn't have Caleb. The Bayagadol, Bayagadol.
Too much assistance of the Baba.
It's also bad. When a child comes home from school, this is not a subject, this is in parenthesis, just to make this point clearer. When a child comes home from school, I'm not going back to school. Shlomi hit me and blah, 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 blah. If the parent says, what? Shlomi hit you? And he runs to the phone, he picks up the phone, he phones Shlomi's mother, and he gives Shlomi's mother on the head, and he phones the Manael. What does Shlomi think? What message does he get? He gets a message that his mother thinks that he's not capable of dealing with life's problems. And therefore, as long as mom's around, he's fine. But the minute mom's not around to solve his problems, he's finished. That's all. I'm not talking about where Shlomi brought a gun to school. You should find them in hell and let him know that they're running around the school with a gun. I'm talking about where Shlomi comes home, when Yankel comes home, and Shlomi be whatever. You tell your kid, listen, it must have been very hard, very sorry, a rough day. Come, you give him some milk and cookies or whatever you give them, Bisley or whatever, and you send him off packing back to school the next day. He's being bullied teaching karate. I don't know. Give him tools to deal with life. But don't you save someone to fix his problems because you're sending him a message that, besides the fact that he's not learning how to deal with problems, that's one problem, that's a small problem. But you're sending him a deeper message. You don't know how to deal with problems. You don't have Caleb. Destroys his self-confidence. There's one small example of what we talk about. And many of us were victims of that. And many of us are causing our children to be victims of that. Separate way. Yeah. Okay, that's another problem. Yeah. That's a whole... if we don't start maturing, there'll be nothing left. Then a couple of us have given my pirush of Avodas Hashem pnimis. We don't even know what we're talking about. Not about how to do it. We don't even know what we're talking about. We don't know what pnimis is. We don't know what... What is pnimis? What are we talking about? We don't just have to get a smusag of what this means, Avodas Hashem, the pnimis. And a lot of people use the word pnimis today as well. I don't know what they're talking about either. Pnimis doesn't mean that you have to learn Zohar. It could be that as well. I know my law. Good thing to do if you know what you're doing. You have a Rebbe, learn Zohar. That's not the point. But Pnimis doesn't mean only Kabbalah. Pnimis means in yourself. To understand what it means, Avodas Hashem b'Pnimis, we need to look at the Avos and see what their Torah was and try and work in their ways. Adam Arishon must have been the classic Avodas Hashem b'Pnimis because he had no social pressure, because there was no social. He was alone. I don't know. I mean, that's the problem he's had with Hashem. How does Hashem survive the boredom? Knowing everything, never being surprised, all knowledge, never being able to learn anything new. I mean, you can't ask that question about Hashem, but it bothers me deeply. What stops him being suicidally bored? I'm saying, just think about it. Everybody knows that, and he knew what was going to happen. Before he created the world, he knew what was going to happen. There's nothing hidden from him. We were there at the call.
I'm going to check, make sure it's all going
Yeshiv Mitzvah is a boogie.
That's also not exactly takes up much of his time. No, we don't know what we're talking about. I'm just saying that bothers me. The Rambam was bothered by how we can have Bechira when Hashem knows everything. That bothered him and didn't have an answer for that. I'm bothered by Marvin. I'm bothered by that. I don't have an answer for that either. I don't have a question. Not even a question. Well, that's what bothered me. Nishenas Kashim Nitnase Avram Avinu Namid Bukhub Amid Bukhulam. Avram Avinu had some real difficult Nishenas to deal with. And he withstood them all very well. And Nishen Achrin Shlo Bakhad is Yitzhak Nechra Nishen Agadol Boyais. We know that the last test, the Akedah, was the biggest one of them all. Bohikri v'aked is kol shuhusay v'chazoyne l'rotzen Hashem. They took everything he had, everything. Olam hazeh, olam haba, all his aspirations, his life work, and he makriv that to Hashem. K'mo she'en alav Hashem, atah yedati ki yireh l'pkim ato. Now I know. Non-test, I didn't know, Hashem says. But now I know that you yireh l'pkim. And you didn't withhold your son from me. I thought that's why he was here in the Kim, because he didn't withhold his son from me. That's not what it says. It seems like there's an extra thing here. What's going on? Hayne metzapim shel acher she'omer avram v'goel v'nisoyin asav yarpin v'meno ashkim. U'mat ha'melech yarev lo. We would have thought after Avraham Avinu passed the test of the Akedah, that was the final test, non-test, he just did the test. Atayadati, now you've reached the pinnacle, you can't go any higher, that's all good. Now you think things would sort of sweeten up and life would get a bit easier for Avraham Avinu. What happens on after the Akedah? Straight after the Akedah. He runs on to share this unbelievable news with his wife. And she's dead. She died. Yitzhak stayed alive and they went home together. Aval biduk achshav now? Now he gets a new test. Now his wife dies now? Im lo daibuzos? Af over agmas nefesh noiris bashe lukurosho? Not only that, he has to go through a major, major ordeal in trying to bury her properly. Hashem promised him he'll inherit the land. But not so partial. He's busy sitting there with all these gewaldic tzaddikim and doing business with the worst Rishonim in the world in order to be able to just bury his wife. And Hashem promised him the land. And it cost him an untold fortune. 400 zuz in those days was an untold fortune. So what's going on here? And what happened? He has to now go and while his mace is mutl afonov, he has to go spend a fortune buying a day. I told him it says the shavach is maloso atzuma shel Avraham. The Torah mentions enormous praise for Avraham Avinu, yeah, that he didn't have any kashas, he didn't go off and say to Hashem, one second. After the Kedah now, I can't have 2 weeks in the Tzafon just to recuperate. A week in Schweiz just to go skiing, just to restore myself. And then, now. Mavil Ararayim. Terrifying Chasam Sofer. Madu Avram Avinu nigash lispoid l'sara ul'b'chayse. We know the Torah says that Avram Avinu came to cry and to make a mess hesped for Sarah. Straight impossible. But in my Torah, ma'u hesped, we have no record of the hesped. Nothing. We don't have the disc, we don't have the video, we don't have the transcript. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that he was maspida. In fact, from the Lashon of the Pasuk, it seems he did. He came to cry and be maspida, and he left before the hesped. That seems to be a question that everybody asks. Where was the hesped? You don't want to hear what Avram's hesped was on Sarah? I'm not saying a hesped on Sarah. Where is it? It's Torah. He didn't make a hesped. As explains the Chasam Sofer, Kashegi Avram Avinu Laspidoi, when Avram Avinu got up to make the hesped, he was very worried. Chashash shebamalach hesped ulai tipu beliba eze machshav adaka min adaka shelama osilam kelokim zois. He was worried while he was making the hesped, he would have a thought. And Avraham Avinu, fine hero, why is Hashem doing this to me? L'chein lo haspido, and therefore he didn't play a hesped. Because if I get up and I start being maspido, I may have a drip of a question in the back of my mind. Why is Hashem doing this to me? That's terrifying. He wasn't prepared to allow that to happen. He didn't make a hesped. There's a lot of lessons in that.
Well, he regrets to Akedah.
I don't even know that strong. No. Not mushroom from the Chasam Sofer. He had such a strong agosha that it'd be macharet on the Akedah. It's interesting to explore that. But the Chasam Sofer, I don't think he means that. He means he would have just had a question. Why does my wife have to die now? That's all just a fleeting thought like that. That already is enough for Ravina not to make a guess. Sorry. Too dangerous. Misukar. Zoom Ailes Avos. Am obvious Hashem Lalo Tnai. That's what we've been talking about here for years. Unconditional. You do the MS, Mikneshu MS, and it's unconditional. No expectations, no demands. You do it because that's what's right to do. No demands, no denying, no conditions. That's Ava Shani Tolibadova, that's Simcha Shani Tolibadova. Nothing to do with conditions. Ava Sakatashim of the Sakonish Bochum, Ibrina Kabel Tmura, Alavadoisam Vadara, a movie saying is Kashim the lawyer, Achamidoisam Chilakonish Bochum. The Ava Sakatashim lived very, very long, difficult lives, and they were never Mahara of the Konish Bochum's Midois. Avoidus obviously is avoided Kuzumi Techakorim, Yedil, Kaksha Filohem, Yutzdikim, Yeralem, even if they're big Tzadikim, they knew who they were. Don't think that I always didn't understand who they were. They knew who they were. But nevertheless, things can go bad. Everything I do for Hashem. Take your son and kill him. Well, it's not exactly what I would want to do, and it doesn't make sense because you said yesterday, and now you're changing your mind. No, that's what you want. That's what I do. Not because they were jellyfish. They weren't serving Hashem as jellyfish. They knew that this is MS. And if it's MS, you do it. Because it's MS. Gomosha Kosov Rashi. In Shmois, it says, Vagam Haki Moisi, Keshubikesh, Avram, Likvoris Sarah, Lomots of Karka, Achikona, Bedami Merubi. Avram just wanted to bury his wife. He couldn't find place. He couldn't find land to bury. With such an overpopulation like now. Today it's not so possible to find a place to bury. About in those days, had to buy Bedamim Merubim. There was a lot of land. They lived in the desert. There was a lot of space to bury. What was the problem? No, had to be Koine Bedamim Merubim. V'chein b'Yitzchak oru alav ala bo'ores asher chofo. Yitzchak Avinu had a terrible time with the bears that had been dug. What happened? He had to dig them again. That's the business. That was the pinnacle, the fulcrum of the avodah of the Abbas. I have to serve Hashem without any thoughts of what am I going to get from it, what's going to come from this, what do I need this for now? So avoid this Hashem primis, the law shikulim kitzoyim. No external shikulim at all. You do the emes because it's emes. Hashem told you to do it. Hashem told you to do it. It's an isoyim? Yeah, it's very hard. That's why it's called an isoyim. Even for them, it was an isoyim. I remember when you by the Akkad, it was an isayon. I don't think it was easy for him. It was a battle atzu. Otherwise, what was the big deal? If it was easy for him, then it's not an isoyim. And he had to be matim for him on his level. It was an isoid. All of it was an isoid. The lech lecha, the ukastim, and all the ten isoids were very heavy isoids. Yaakov Avinu, by the lives, by the years he spent by Lavan, and with Dina, and then afterwards with Yosef. All of that was all big mishaynas. But never a question. Never a kasha. And we learned that pshat, yeah, that it wasn't a tiny either. Yes, that was an answer to his question. The Golos wasn't a punishment. The Golos was the answer to Avraham Avinu's request. Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, by the first plan of the story, how do I know that my children will inherit the land? First of all, there wasn't a timer. Never a timer. He wanted to know. How do I know? What was his question? Hashem told you. What do you mean, how do you know? The pshat is, he was asking, how do I know that they'll go through the Nishonis? I went through and they'll inherit it properly. They'll have earned it. I don't want them to get it for nothing. Hashem says, don't worry. I'm going to send them to Golos and they'll go through all the 10 tests that you went through. And when they come to Mitzrayim, they'll go through the Akedah as well there by Yamsuf. Remember, we learned Chris Yamsuf was the Akedah. They're going to go through all the tests, and not only that, but you and me and you are going to go through all the 10 tests as well. Go through your life. You'll see we all go through the 10 Nishonis. There's a sefer called Esser Nishonis. It shows you how everybody goes through those 10 Nishonis. Gidol Bonim, Shalom Bayit, Hanasa. All the problems that Avraham Avinu had, we all go through. Maisa Avos still in the body. And that was Avraham Avinu's request. How do I know? I don't know sure he's going to get to Olam Haba having earned it. Like I earned it. I want them to get it for nothing. But that was never a time. Even the worst case scenario that he had a question on Hashem. How do I know? Prove it to me. But it wasn't a tiny that Hashem, you did something bad to me. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered Avraham Avinu that his kids are going to go through Gehenna of Mitzrayim and all the goddesses, Avraham Avinu was asking to him. He had no questions. When you're going through a hard Nisoyin, just know one thing. Avraham Avinu agreed that you could go through this. The grandfather said it's fine. He knew what was going to happen to us and he was asking to all of it. That was all the Avos. And they were Avos. But we're going to stop here. We'll see more about Yaakov's desire to live in tranquility. Joseph was the king of that, no? Joseph was the most loneliest, alone person in the world in Mitzrayim. And what happens when you're like that? You sink terribly. Where did the brothers go looking for Joseph when they arrived? In the Shuk Shel Zoynos. Why? Because that's when you find somebody who's in a matzav like Yosef. Even Yosef and Tzadik with all his milas, eventually, after 20 years, that's where you'll find him. He's going to become very, you'll end up on social media and you'll end up, that's what's going to happen to you. That's where they went looking for, was posh. Because the people understood human nature. And even the big Tzadik Yosef. And what did Yosef say? No. Yosef wasn't influenced by what was going on around him. He maintained his spiritual integrity. Irrespective of that fact that he was living in Eretz Yisrael, he was being pursued by this crazy woman. He was living surrounded by the biggest shrotzim in the world, Tumah Ada Abel, and he maintained his spiritual integrity. In prison for 12 years, maintained his spiritual integrity. How did he do that? Because he was living inside, not outside.